Joining us now on the fifth quarter show is Coach Carl Asbury of Mark Twain. Mark Twain went on the road tonight and played Montgomery County. Mark Twain fell short tonight, 44-16. Coach, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about how the game went.
Well, we got the ball first and had a couple bad snaps and had a punt from deep in our end. We got the punt out, but after that, they scored on short field. So they went up 8-0, but we got the ball right back and scored and tied it 8-8. So, you know, very pleased that with the adversity we had going the first drive that you know, we were able to come back and bounce with that. They took the lead 68, and we came back and tied it again 16-16. So, again, back and forth for a while. Then right before half, they got a couple of touchdowns. Couple of quick scores, you know, long drive, long plays that we've been preaching on trying to eliminate, but they got them and they were up 32-16 halftime. And the second half, we were able to drive inside the 20 twice and fumbled away both times. And so we were close. We drove again to about the 30 and then lost over on down. So I do have to give our kids a lot of credit. They did battle tonight. I think it's the most complete game we've played so far. But and Montgomery County's a very good team, and they were a little bit better tonight. They got a couple more scores in the second half to go up 44-16. But, you know, we had some injuries tonight that we had to battle through. We had a backup center. One of our senior corners and wide receivers are out, too. So just to keep going with adversity, I thought our kids played very well.
Sounds like you guys were able to move the ball, you know, pretty successfully between the 20s tonight. What did you do offensively that allowed you to have success?
Well, I think we mixed up the pass and run a little bit. That helped us out. We were able to do a couple things with passing. We had a little Lawrence in the middle field for a big pass play. The guys down to the 1 yard line, and then we kind of fumbled the ball there. Ryan Schoonhauer was right there. Johnny on the spot picked the ball to get that second touchdown. So we were just able to, you know, complement each other with whatever on the pass to be able to keep drives going and move the ball. And I think we only punted the ball once. So, you know, the score looked like it was 44-16. But if we only punted the ball once, that's, you know, at least a positive on our side, on the offensive side.
Yeah, red zone offense is so important. You know, that moves you guys to 1-4 on the year. Sounds like you need to get healthy a little bit. Next week you play Van Farr. What are you looking, you know, forward to doing this week to get ready for them?
Well, we definitely got to battle that homecoming stuff. That's our homecoming next week, so we got to battle all that distractions. But you know, hopefully we can do that and make sure that we play our game. And yes, I think we may get some of those guys back that we were missing tonight. So we've got to go to the drawing board, or, you know, go to work and be able to execute what we need to do for a full game. And if we do that, you know, we could be pretty successful.